National Masters, and obviously it's an element of the sport here in Donegal that we have, you know, annually been successful in, and indeed many of the names, not only that I'll read out this evening that were successful, but they have been over the years. You know, they've come through from senior athletics and have continued in the sport and continue to be successful at national level, and indeed some of them go beyond that and internationally have performed well as well in Masters, European and World. So it's a good news story indeed, that aspect of the sport for Donegal. So yesterday, first of all, it was the National Master Championships, and Tullamore was the venue once again. And one of the names that comes jumping out at you on this occasion is Aidan Gillespie. Aidan from the Rosses Athletic Club has been successful in National Masters Championships year in, year out, and yesterday was absolutely no different. He won the long jump in his age category, and indeed in the high jump as well. So well done to him. And another name from the Rosses that has been successful in previous years, and Nicole O'Donnell, she won the 1-200 metres in her age category. And a new name from the Rosses, Kevin Duffy, getting into the medals. He winning the javelin in his age category and second in the shot. So nice to see a new name breaking into the story as well. And when we're talking about shot, Bosco Reid of Finn Valley, well, yes, he won a shot event and second in the hammer, and he's preparing at the moment for Pescara for the European Masters next month. So and indeed, so is Katrina Devine from Finn Valley, who won the 1500 metres yesterday. She won it in 5:03. She had a good old, tough old battle to win it, but she did that, and she did her job well. And interestingly, I met her on the road this morning doing a recovery run of 10 miles. So, you know, she's one of the tough people of the sport. And, you know, she's been so successful right since she was a child, and now Masters Athletics for a number of years. And she's just continuing to provide the number one spots and gold medals and Irish Championship results. So well done to her. And, Martin Mooney from Inishowen, always an annual man that comes down there every year in, year out, and competes from Inishowen Athletic Club, Martin Mooney. And he's been successful over the years in different categories, but on this occasion, triple jump and javelin were his forties, and indeed 100 metre hurdles, 110 metre hurdles as well. So well done to him. And Damien Crawford from the Lifford Strabane Club, a name that has not only been synonymous with himself as an athlete, but as a coach indeed as well, a Strabane man competing out of Lifford Strabane. Yesterday his story was javelin and hammer. He won, winning in both, and this is what we expect. So well done to Damien, and allow me to continue in his case. So Karen O'Donnell, well, she's from the Olympian Club, and she was in the medals as well in the 200 and the 100 indeed with bronze, and that's the same race indeed that Nicole O'Donnell was in. She got third in that race for the Olympian Club, and she was also second in the 400 metres. She's a sister of Martin O'Donnell. Martin, of course, the secretary of the Ulster Athletics Council, and very involved in the sport in many, many capacities. Second yesterday in the triple jump for the Olympian Club. So the family double there in some ways for the Olympians there. Geraldine Stewart, well, she won the shot. She was expected. She was a favourite. She's from the Tyrconnell Club, and she won her event. Martin Cunningham is from down the southwest of the county there. In his earlier years, would have played a lot of Gaelic football, of course, and then has turned very successfully to athletics in recent years. A very, very, very impressive athlete, middle distance athlete. Yesterday, second in the 1500 metres. And Shane Toolan, back in the sport. Shane, you know, many would know him as a referee in Gaelic and indeed in rugby. But yesterday, getting involved on the 1 and 200 metres and getting medals in his age category there. And finally, Liam Bradley from Inishowen, he got a medal in the 1500 metres in his age category. And Liam has been a very big part from Inishowen Athletic Club, big part of that over 50s Inishowen team that have won national medals on the road right through the summer over various distances. You know, there's a team there with Liam and Lucas and Parik McKinney and so on, and they have been very successful over the. But yesterday he was on the track, getting third in the 1500 metres. So a very successful day. A lot of medals coming north to Donegal, as has been the case, as I say, for many, many years. And today, well, we bounced on today to the National League final. There were three clubs that qualified. There was Lifford Strabane, there was Finn Valley, and there was Tyrconnell. Finn Valley had withdrawn a week or so ago You know, they reckoned that their season was over and they just pulled the plug. And Lifford Strabane did the same. So it was left to the Tyrconnell club to fly the flag from a Donegal perspective, really. With the event closing down at the moment, the Tyrconnell men are running at about at a very strong fifth position at the moment, and their women they're in the Division One. There's the Premier Division, Division One, and they're running about third there. So that'll bring their season pretty much down as well. Tyrconnell, that is a successful season has been for them, and they've seen it out today in the National League final. So that the track and field season is really coming to a conclusion, and you know the weather hasn't helped in the last couple of weeks, and now we're looking forward, would you believe, to watching athletics, because the World Championships is on television and is going global now for next weekend. So you know we'll see how these young Irish athletes that have been doing so well, will they impact when it comes to World Championship athletics. We've got Mark English, of course, competing over 800 metres. We've got Brendan Boyce competing, both Fun Valley lads, and they're back in the World Championship stage from next weekend. So that'll be our next story to bring you in the weeks ahead. And as I say, track and field season closing down with very successful National Masters, and Tyrconnell having a right good go in the National League today.